And today's daf is daf chaf bet, and we begin from halacha vav. Let's go. Dine mamano gumrim b'yom bein l'schut bein l'chovah, that you'd finish the day within the same day, whether it is whichever way the judgment goes. Or dine nafasho gumrim b'yom l'schut. However, for a capital case, they would finish the case on the same day of the deliberation, if it was for the benefit of the individual, meaning it's going to find him innocent. Havoi moshach harav. I shouldn't say benefit, but if to find him guilty, it would have to close the next day. They wouldn't close the deal on the same day. Now, lefichach ain danim lo be'erev Shabbos v'lo be'erev Yom Tov. Therefore, you should not do judgment on erev Shabbos or Yom Tov, because if nigmar dino then on Shabbos, well then you can't kill him on Shabbos, and you have what's called inui adin, right? Once he knows he's going to be killed, and delaying that the anguish, that pain that's caused, we don't do. That's inui adin. That's now on the gemara. Din mama gurim b'yom. Now, tani ha'ed ain melamed, being the witness himself, can't melamed lo l'schut l'chovah. Once he's given his testimony, that's it. He can't contribute. Now the question is, Milanon, where do we see that? Shneemar, ve'ed echad lo yaneh benefesh lamut, which seems to be that it's saying the ed cannot respond regarding what? The nefesh lamut, the person that he's already incriminated. Okay, that's the way you sort of punctuate that to make it make sense. Minayin she'af hu ein malamed lo l'schut v'lo l'chovah. Tamar lomar, you got v'hu lo yaneh benefesh lamut, or echad, okay, echad lo yaneh benefesh lamut. Now here, we'll explain it first like the Ritbaz, because it might be, if you like it, like a smoother reading of it, but then I'll explain it like others as we go along. He says, well, that's for a zchut, so that's for maybe a chovah, how do you know it's for a chovah? So in other words, the first way you punctuate it is, ve'ed echad lo yaneh, he cannot respond lizchut for a nefesh lamut, for the person who's testified who's going to die. And then it says, no, you can punctuate the other way, lo yana benefesh, you can't even now contribute to this nefesh in order lamut, to die. So in other words, you can mafarish from the pasuk both of this chut and achava. Okay? That's how you saw it. The question in Resh Lakish says, how do you know it should be that way? How do you know it should be l'chava as well? Sorry, l'schut as well. Because Resh Lakish omar, pamim sha'adam ro'et atzmo mizdamem umaflik dvarav shelo yamut. In other words, what this means is it could be that the aid themselves might see that there are aiding that might be scared that the din would close, meaning he found the person guilty. But once a ed has given his testimony and kivan shi yishuv enu chozer magid, he can't retract his testimony, so he might be panicking that other witnesses come along and find him a false witness. Now, what's the punishment for a false witness in a capital case? He'll end up getting killed. So therefore, he might try to contribute positive information to try to get this person off so he's found innocent, so that he won't end up being the victim of being an Edzomim. Okay? That is the way it sounds like. So therefore, you can see that even to testify to the benefit of the person, the accused, that's also a reason to say, that's why Mefarish the Pasuk both ways. That's the way the Ritbaz understands the sugya. I think it's quite smooth. Penemosh is very similar, but he says the second part is not saying that, this is to prove you learn it both ways, but rather it's you don't need to teach, you can't teach l'schut. Why? Because if it's l'schut, he'll be what's called nogea be'edut, because of the reason we just said. Nogea be'edut, I can't provide testimony that gives me personal benefit. So therefore, since an aid in the case, if he testifies to the benefit individual, might be nogea be'edut, because he might end up saving himself from being in the punishment of Edzomem, that's why he can't do. Okay? Those are two ways, and they're very, very similar flow. What's interesting, the art scroll initially explains like the Korban Eda, and then this part explains it like basically the other Mefarshim. So it breaks up. I'll show you the Korban Eda. He says initially it says the first drush that we do is to teach by the aid can't contribute lo l'schut l'chovah. And then when it says, the Gemara continues, mean I'm sh'af hu ein melamed lo l'schut l'chovah, it's talking about the nidon, the person on trial. Now, how do we know that? Because hachi pirusho, hai echad, if you look at the Gemara, the word echad is a krayatera. I don't need the word echad, ed echad, because ed is mashme echad. Ela hai echad, the echad must be talking about the nidon. So you can leave the nidon can't contribute, if you like, arguments in his benefit or his detriment. Okay? Now, when it quotes Resh Lakish says, Pamim adam shro'eh et atzmo mizdamenu mafliv darav shelo lamur. It's not talking about the edim here. Clearly, the way Yossi was explaining it before. My son, he says, it's sacred for the nidon. I'll show you inside. So, ain't svarlum, he says, ain't svarlum adakratilum, but it shouldn't, the pasuk doesn't refer to the nidon. You can't say it's referring to that. Meaning, don't medaik from the word echad. It sounds like the victim will see Edim Zomim, false witness, come to testify. He knows they're false because he knows he didn't do it. He's going to speak a lot. That by through his speaking, the Edim Zomim will choser and minatzel, mimita, and will be saved from being killed. That's clearly what he's saying. Now, Mashmat sounds like that. It doesn't make sense that what? I think what he's saying is that the pasuk would mimayet him from that possibility. Which is effectively what we say later on anyway in the Gemara, and therefore it doesn't contradict the later Gemara, that the Nidon can present arguments to his benefit. Now, interesting, therefore, what do you do with the Echad? This is what I didn't like about Perishin in the beginning of Korban Eda, but then it makes sense. Because he says in the conclusion of Gemara is we need Eda, Echad is not superfluous, because as we learned earlier in the Gemara together, that's Shita Rabbi Yishmael, that anytime it says Ed Echad, you know, means one. Mashma, if it says Ed, it means Shnayim. Okay, and that's where you see many times the word Edmin Shnayim. That's a drush of Rabbi Ishmael. Okay, let's now learn. Let's continue the Gemara. That was it for like the tricky part here. When we mention Shnayim Yamim Smuchim Zelazeh, how do we know that you can't have a day break in between? Meaning, this sounds like that you judge on one day and then you can only delay it to the next day. I'll just show you here. So it says Shneimar Melet. Now this comment inserts here Shneimar Melet Mishpat Tzedek Yalinba. I'll read the Kormanate again. You can't finish the next day. The Kasha, why don't you simply go mer the Chad Shabbos? Start your Dinei Nefashot case on Friday. And fine. You don't have to, again, if it's guilty, finish the next day. You don't want to finish the next day. Fine, finish on Sunday. How do I know that I need 2 days smuchim ze la ze? That's the question of the Gemara. So it says, it seems to be you have to have, yes, you can do the Gemara Din the next day for Din and Nefashot, but it sounds like it has to be Mamash the next day. Otherwise, you could do it on Erev Shabbos. You can, for his benefit, you can delay one day. Yalin lashon yachid. You can have it one extra day, so you can finish the case on the next day. Again, if he was going to be found guilty, we give him an extra day. The Gemara will send the Mishnayos how they're deliberating their heads over the entire night, they'll fast and things like that. But yalin is one day, not 2 days. So he says it has to be. You can't have the trial continuing over that, bridging over 2 days. Sorry, 3 days, I should say. Now the Gemara says Rav Chizkia, Rav Achai says b'shem Rav Eva'u. You can't do even financial cases start on Erev Shabbos. What are you talking about? We thought in our Mishnah, it's only in capital cases you can't start on Erev Shabbos. Sounds like you can, Danin. The Tani Reb Chia can. Also, Reb Chia, again, the brighter we say, that came Danin, Dinim Mamonot Erev Shabbos, being Danin Nefasha, Erev Shabbos. So Amar says, Kana halacha, and the gears that we have in front of us is Kana maisa, and that's the way the Korban explains it as well. So la halacha meaning Reb Chia says, Danin hainu la halacha, im danu din en din. Meaning the shita that says you can judge on Erev Shabbos, din en mamonot, that's mikar din, that's exactly what you can do. La maisa means that it goes against good advice. Practically, we don't want you to do that. Why? The Korban Eda says, "Had Amar Rabbi Abahu ain danin haynu she'ain morin ken lachachila." You don't instruct people to do that lachachila. If you had tzurich matun, because people need to have a good head, you need to be deliberate in your judgment, the yun, and be able to analyze. And if you do that, you've got a conflict with Hilchat Shabbos, preparation for Shabbos. Adam mitzorche Shabbos v'yontiv. So practically, it'll be a conflict. So don't do din. Keep the batei din enclosed on Erev Shabbos. Either you're not going to do like preparation stuff as yonder properly, or you're not going to focus on the din properly. That's what it says. Now let's continue. Why don't you just have the din on Erev Shabbos, like start open the case on Erev Shabbos, finish the din on Shabbos, and then kill in Motzei Shabbos. See, Imam Amatakeh Nimtza Dino Mishtakeh. And then we say that's the problem of having what's called Inui Adin. I mean, once he knows he's guilty, he's meant to be executed. To delay it, we don't do that. Okay, so judge him on Shabbos, finish the dinner on Shabbos, and kill him on Shabbos. We are good with Shabbos. So my imavodah shodochet Shabbos. We know avodah is dochet Shabbos. You can offer korban. Korban tamid is often Shabbos. Ritzichat mitzvah docheh otah, meaning when they kill someone who is chayev mita beitin, you can do that is docheh avodah. So here it says that filu kohen v'avodah biyadov rotzeh lavod. Even if it's a kohen who wants to do avodah, we say, stand down from your position, we're going to kill you. That's doche avodah. So Shabbat she'avodah doche otah eino din she'tiyah retzichat mitzvah doche otah kav v'chomer. You should be able to kill a person on Shabbos, execute him, meaning retzichat mitzvah, a capital punishment. So, in other words, the Kav HaChomer. So, Rav Las is Bishar Bianai, Michana Batei Dinim Shelo Yudanim B'Shabbos. So, he says, one second, from our Mishnah, it seems to state otherwise. Interesting flow the way it's saying Michan, because it's not really Michan from there. It's Michan from our Mishnah. You can't Danin on Shabbos. So, why not? How does the Mishnah, why is the Mishnah's conclusion different from our logical Kav HaChomer? So Gemara says, "My timer." Again, always my timer is asking a pasuk, because we know Ne'emar kan b'chol moshevetechem v'ne'emar la'alan v'yula ele lachem l'chukat v'mishpat l'dorotechem b'chol moshevetechem. Now, what's the first b'chol moshevetechem? That is lo tevaru esh b'chol moshevetechem on Shabbat, which is the prohibition of lighting a fire. And moshevetechem, we take zera Shabbat that even Beit Din is allowed to do so. When would Beit Din, if you like, kindle? That is for sreifa. Now, again, we've haven't learnt exactly the details of Sarifa. They wouldn't actually light the person on fire, but there's still a malach of Havara going on. So, in that situation, that's why you say Ma lahalan beitin hakatuv medaber. So, afkam beitin hakatuv medaber. So, therefore, just as Moshe Lachem is referring to beitin, so to lotivir chomet vetechem is a prohibition on beitin laavir. So, therefore, they can't do capital punishments on Shabbat. Okay, despite the Kav HaChomer, a pasuk that tells you stop, you cannot do that. Okay, let's
Yeah,
continue.
but if you give him an extra day anyway, then what difference does it make?
No, inui adin. We don't do that. We can't do inui adin. If someone's found to be guilty, you can't delay it. It's called inui adin.
One day he gets, in case there's a aid that says a character, a
Okay,
character
so
witness.
when they're deliberating, that's true. When they're deliberating, we say, give it another day. Let them sleep on it, literally. Let them sleep on it. But when it comes to once a punishment, a couple of cases of punishment, we go through it. Now, granted, you'll see we create opportunities for other people to quickly come and prevent, provide other information to quickly save him. But we don't let the victim sleep on the fact he's going to be meant to be executed. That's the new idea. Okay. Once he's found guilty, we don't shoot him immediately. Not shoot him. You don't kill him immediately. It's rachok mi beit din, and give him a chance. Have this horses and whole system in place that he can still be saved, but not overnight. Okay, let's continue. Next mission. This is now halacha zayin. Dine mamonot hatarot vatmeot matchlim mina gadol v'din nafash matchlim mina tzad. Meaning, when it comes to monetary cases, other dinim and tumantara. You start from the gadol, meaning the gadol in the meaning the most the gadol of the dining. However, when it comes to the nefashot, you start from the minatzad. Now we have to understand the svar for that. We'll get to that soon. So I call kshem ladun dine mamor. Anyone can judge in monetary cases. When I call kshem ladun dine nefashot, we'll explain what hakol kshem is in a moment when you get to the Gemara. But when it comes to nefashot, we have to have those of miuchasim, meaning konim v'leim Yisrael meshemisim lekuna. Not anyone can judge dine nefashot. Okay, and that is because Hakam Alech Vanasu Itcha is a pasuk. Quotes says, so it's a special drasma and pasuk. Okay, we don't see this in the Gemara, but also that's what the Korban Ephils are saying. Let's learn the Gemara now. Dine Mamorot Tarot Vanot. Rebbe Omer Lo Taneh Ariv. Now, it says Lo Taneh Ariv, but he understands it's written Rav Ktiv. So Lo Taneh Al Rav. Shlotane achar harav ela kodem larav. So you understand, look, this pasuk must be talking about dine nefashot. And from here we see it's almost like gzerat hakatuv, that you can't give your position after the rav, meaning the gadol. So therefore, you can see dine nefashot matchilim min atzad. However, Rav Yossi ben Chanina says, no, lo taneh ariv. He's also Daresh Riv is in Rav Ktiv. Shlotane kodem larav. You should not respond before the Rav. Now, this can't be talking about nefashot. Rather, when it says elachar Rav, it must be talking about memanot. Memanot. In other words, when it comes to monetary matters, you start with magad, with the gadol, like the Mishnah says. So again, Rav understands it's possible referring to nefashot, And Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina is referring to the Mamanot. They're not really arguing in terms of what the halacha is, because halacha seems to be like the Mishnah. They're just arguing where, what the source of, like, what is this a source for? However, Rav says he stores the pasuk differently. He says Lo ta'aneh afilu achar meya. Now, into the korban, and I'll read you afilu achar meya. He says, "What do you can't you don't says respond after 100. What does that mean? Darish Rav lashon ribui. Now, as Lo ta'aneh arav is in ribui, as in the multitudes. V'achi kamar afilu rabim cholkim alecha. Even if a majority of people are being cholak on you, al tateh da'atcha. Don't let your opinion be bent towards avachareim." If you think shadinimcha, if you think it's right. In other words, stand your ground if you're a dying, don't be influenced by the masses. Okay? Fine. So lo ta'aneh al, like Rov as opposed to Rav. Or Rav, if you call it that. Let's get now. The Gemara says, Divrei Rabbi Pinchas Reb Chelkiah says b'shem Rabbi Simon. It palgun Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, it's a machlok between them. Achad amar dinenu kidinehem. Our dinim are like their dinim. What this sounds, what the, in other words, just as we matchilin min ha-tzad for dinei nefashot, so too they do as well. V'chadamer says, no, ain dino kininayim, dineinu kininayim. Ours is not like that, meaning they seem to matchil when it comes to dinei nefashot min ha-gadol. So the Gemara says, ma da'amar dineinu kininayim, nicha. Those who say that ours is like theirs, like everybody, universally, our betting their capital cases, we always start min atzad, meaning from the katan. That makes a lot of sense. However, ma'andama ain dino and dinenu kidehem, the shit that says, no, they do differently, they start min agadol, ma mekayem. What we do from the polling pasuk? It says, vayomer Yehuda. Now, there's a machlok, exactly what the pasuk is referring to. Again, we'll explain like Korban Eda. He says this is referring to Yehuda. Now, there's a few different cases in the Chumash, that's what there is in the machlok at. Where Yehuda was involved in some sort of din. What were the two? One was with Yosef, another one importantly is with Tamar. So that's why it says, V'ikib shalosh chadashim v'yugad li-Yehuda le'mor zanta Tamar kalatcha v'gam hinei hara li-zlui v'yomer Yehuda ha-tziyu v'tisaref. So what's he doing? V'yomer, he's now providing his judgment. Now what's a kasha? Because the Korban Eda says, Lama dibrei lifnei Yaakov aviv. This is the time where Yaakov was around. Why did he present his opinion before Yaakov aviv? Yaakov is Aviv's father. It sounds to me that they sat down and made a din. And it sounds like, according to this, presumably Yaakov was present. Yeah, it sounds like it. So according to the Drash, so what's he doing stepping in first? The assumption of the Sugya is the Davot went according to Nehem at that time. Didn't have the Torah yet. A lot of
Yes,
assumptions
but
by it.
also she was a Karev, and you can't judge. She was his daughter-in-law. You can't judge your own
Good question.
relatives.
Good question. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not sure how psula it was by the Amim. I don't know. But you're right. By
You can say
dinenu, it wouldn't work. So that's a probably proof. It had to be like dinahem. Yeah. I'm not sure. Okay. And the other proof is, you can't get any better than this. It's Purim, and it says, "V'yomer memuchan." Baruch Hashem, was zochet to be here twice without any hapsakot. So this, and so "V'yomer memuchan lifnei hamelech v'asarim lo ala melech levado avta v'ashti amalka." And the thing, and he was clearly, if you look at the pesukim before it, he was a katan shebekula. And it says, the Gemara, so the Gemara answers according to the Shita. That actually, no, their dinehem is not like dinehem of the Machim, the Gadol. Don't bring a proof from the Psukim, because Ra'u Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Ra'u Divrei Memuchan. In other words, all the reason why they stated the words of Yehuda and that of Memuchan is not because they were the first to present their opinion, but that was the deciding opinion, let's put it that way. That was the one that they adopted. It's interesting here because my other son Chesky told me that the Gra and the Pasuk says that you know for sure he actually said it first, not like the Teretz of the Yerushalmi here. It's because it says, Vayomer lifnei hamelech v'amalachim. He jumped in first. And there's a criticism in the other Gemara in the Bavli, but we're learning Yerushalmi now. Let's continue. I didn't know. Now, it was only according to Rebbe that had a Pasuk for why matchilim min atzad v'din nefashot. So the Gemara is asking, for where do we know this? So Tana Shmuel HaKatan Kamei Rav Acha. Now, if I've got to add this. Uminayin is a very important question. If you have a look at the Korban Eda, he says, L'madam ein dinu kinin parich. The shitty that says our dinim are not like their dinim, that's why we need a pasuk. This is such an important korbanot. It says, dinu, according to the shita that says, our dinim are like their dinim, you don't need a pasuk to say why you matchilim and atzad. Because it means if they're doing it the same as us, that means it's based on a svara. What is that? Shim yomara gadol bishona yesh lachusha katin yipayesh mimeno. Because if the gadol opens and expresses opinion first, no one's going to have the guts to, you know, cross him or disagree with him. And yet, well, you'll never get to the true judgment. In other words, if you say that they came to the same conclusion that you should start Minatzad, that means starting Minatzad is a logical, obvious thing to do. And why is it logically obvious? Because we want everyone to be able to express their opinion to, in order you can get to the true judgment. If the smartest person says it, everyone's going to keep their mouth shut. So, but however, according to the other shita that says no, amim start min gadol must mean that the svara is not a good svara according to his opinion. Otherwise, everyone would do it. So, therefore, for us, we need to have a pasuk for it. So it says. So, therefore, when do we know? So, tanish mulakat and kamei ravacha, and we saw this together. If you remember, with the Melech in the case with the Navar, which went into a lot more detail when we did that before. Chagru ish et charbo, meaning they took they got their cherev, if you like, but. Now the whole pasuk though is the Yomar David Hashav Chigru, sorry, not Chigru, Chigru Ish et Charbo. It says Ve'achu Ish et Charbo, Ve'achor Gam David et Charbo. David is a Gadosh Bekulam, and it's in the pasuk came after it. So you see that you matchilim min atzad for dinei nefashot. Okay, let's continue. And that was Naval, because we were going to judge him to be killed. If you remember, Naval's wife ended up saving him, etc., and then ended up killing him, and he met his own end. Let's continue. Rav Tema Bar Papias says, B'shem Rav Hoshaya, Af b'psul mishpacha mitlim min atzad. Interestingly, though, we've already seen that there are other dinim that have the same, let's call it, trappings as dinei nefashot. If you remember, we saw Kiddush HaChodesh also. We treat it as something that we had similarities in the Pashot. So here we're saying, also when it comes to psul mishpacha, either individual or a full mishpacha, to say that psul yuchas, the Korbanot says this, you'd also matchilim min atzad. Again, we presume we want to allow, have the chum, like that, to let everyone express their opinion. You treat it like the Pashot. Now, I don't think it means you need a Beit Din of 23. I just think it's in this law. As you'll see, we see another, the Gemara continues with other dinim, you see in a moment, that also are somewhere between dinim hashot and dinim amanot. You'll see. It says as follows, Hakol kshem ladun dinim amanot. Everyone can judge him amanot. The Rabbi Yehuda says, afilu mamzerim. Now here we've got two different pshats. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, according to the Korban Eda, says, Geirim ein medaktim ben yasnesach. So what's Geirim? What's Geirim come into it? So it says, Rabbi Huda says, Geirim ein medaktim ben yasnesach, amri ta'ati latuye Geirim. The fact is, he's only including Mamzerim and he's not saying Geirim. She'ein stam ger kasher ledin, because the ger is not kasher ledin. Le'fej'ein medaktim ben yasnesach lishtoto le'anot mimeno. Wow. In other words, because Geirim are not careful with yasnesach, not to get hana, not to drink it, therefore we don't, therefore that's why they're not allowed to be dayani. Interesting pshat here. The kaimel kachami da amri ger shechashud ledavar echad chashud lekol haTorah. That if he's chashud for one matter, he's chashud lekol haTorah kula. Okay? Therefore he can't be a dayan. Chor haDavar lo danu v'lo, it says, so also the kaimel like Rabbi Meir, hachashud haDavar lo danu v'lo me'ido, hilkach stam gerim psulim ledin mamor. So that's the, if you like, the Korbanator's take, that Rabbi Yehuda, his statement is going on top of Rabbi Yehuda, what he said before, which is Rabbi Yehuda says, Afilu Mamzerim can be, but not Gerim. Why Gerim? Because they're not careful with Yain Nesach. However, it's interesting, the Pnei Moshe has a different take on this piece. He says that sometimes you see this in Gemara the whole time. When you've got, Amara says one something, another name about another Amara, it's not that they're necessarily related. It's just saying, oh, he said this, he also said this. So he says, Ein medaktim b'ayin nesach is completely not related to what we're talking about. She'ein lachmir bo ele davke b'midi dishu derech nisuch. Meaning, that when it comes to ayin nesach, ein medaktim nesach means only those things that are ra'ui l'nisuch. La'afukei dvarim she'ein derech nisuch b'kach. Right, and think, you know, there's the types of items, if you like, that one would not do nisuch with, or wines, things like that. Or I'm not sure wines, but you wouldn't do like these libations before a avodah zara. That's you're not medak. You don't have to the xerav yainness or being choshev yainness. You have to be machmir to osara. Now, I'm not exactly sure the details he's going to, but again, I just want to show the Panim Oshawa here was saying something completely, if you like, unrelated. Or that's what Rabbi Huda is saying is unrelated. This statement is unrelated to what we see before. Okay, let's continue. Tiv lo tata mishpat evyonecha berivo, which means you're not allowed to tate. Now, tate means bend, but we'll see what this means. His birivo yata mate aval mate binino shor. What's this referring to? I'll show you here the Korban Ha'edah. He says, when it comes to remissa, you can mate. What's mate? Not that you distort it, chas, you don't have to worry about trying to save the ox in the same extent you would by other din and nefashot that apply to a human being. You can bend it, meaning you can decide the judgment based on a majority of one lechov. Because we've got an interest of the shore that's a hazard to society, we want to remove that ra. In other words, we've seen by shore niskal you need a beit din of 23. We saw this before. However, what it's saying is, according to this, is a drash according to the Gemara here to say that yes, it's a lot like din and nefashot, except for one point that we don't have to go to the extent to require a majority of two to save the shore, a majority of one. So to kill the shor, sorry, a majority of one is sufficient to kill the shor. That's why Rabbi Baal says b'shem Yochanan b'vadrim shebein ben din nefashot, which seems to say regarding with regards to everything else, like we said, you need a beit din of 23, and presumably the requirements of who can sit on that beit din and all the other differences we saw between the two, which in our Mishnah would apply through a shor haniskal, treating it like the nefashot, except for this one point. Of being able to find it guilty to kill it, sorry, for the short is sufficient with a majority of one. Hey, said there, Purim Sameach.
Room Samaya.
Right. Well done.
Yeah.